So you did what?
He cleaned all that out and made his field longer, where they had the pasture for the cattle, where they used to pin them up to mark them and brand them and all that. You know, they had brand them and all that them days.
Did you have a place where you could keep them out of the weather? You know, maybe when it was raining,
No.
What about horses?
A horse, yes, we did. We had a stable for the horse.
Yeah, and a donkey or a mule, where would you keep them?
We had all kinds of things. We had a donkey, we had a horse, we had mules, we tried everything.
The old man had all.
Yeah.
He tried them all.
Yeah.
He always liked a big heavy horse to plow, because of a big heavy horse, he's slow. He takes his time. But a little bitty horse, the minute you put that plow on the ground, boy, he takes off, because he believes he's going to do something, and he'll run you to death.
He had that big army horse, man.
I don't care how deep you put this plow on that ground, he was coming out with it. You could take it and put it down like that, he'd come out with it. if he wouldn't pull that plow, plenty of time the old man would hit a root or something like that. And you know this thing you put around the collar? He'd bust that strap over here. He'd be so powerful. When he'd hit it, boy, something had to give. Either that or he was going to break that one of them chains, a tray chain or something like that.
Yeah.
Something had to go.
Just play with one horse?
Just one horse, yeah. Big old red thong gun. Boy, I mean, he was a big rascal.
Did you ever see a wagon that would have mules? How many mules would they put to it? They put maybe.
I remember them using them around here, double, like a fellow over here at the store had it like that. He had a horse and a mule he used to put together like that. He had a big wagon. He took, when we were living over there, they had an airplane that fell in the marsh over here one time.
Yeah.
And they rolled it out of there, and he took it. He took that tail of that airplane, and he put it on his wagon, and he took them, that horse and that mule, and they brought it out there in the woods to clear out a place right at Riley's Road there. And they clear out a place where he could go off, take off, and start off, and he brought it out there. They had cut a few of them trees alongside the road. The wing was too wide, you know, but they had to cut a few of them trees down so they could pass with that plane and go out there.
Well,
I tell my wife that all the time. I look at them cowboys. I say, I sure would like to see that like that around here like that. All them horses and buggies and all that kind of stuff. I say, I'd like to see that again.
Was there a place around your barn or around your house where you let your cows or your mules or maybe all the animals walk around?
Oh yeah, they was out. Because we didn't have no fence around that stable and all that. They was out.
They were out in the what?
Out in the opening, all over. After my daddy come move over here, every night them cattle would sleep right there underneath the trees there. Every night you see them come there, they all would be right there.
You tell me about raising cotton. About middle of July, your cotton was and you were, say, couldn't get into the cotton. You say it was, that was when you were, middle of July was when you would be through working it, wouldn't you?
Somewhere around in there. It's in hot weather, I know that.
Yeah,
when it busts open.
Yeah.
And then you got to go in there and pick it.
Yeah, that was when it was late.